Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air, and welcome back to Psychic Talk Radio, everyone. As you may have noticed, last week we did not have our show because I could never get to the phone to call. I was under a family emergency which had prevented me from being able to come on air. Unfortunately, I got stranded somewhere. Well, we are going to be having our shows every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our show time has not changed. For those of you wanting to call in today and ask a question on the show, you may use the phone number 619-789-6807. We will have our co-host Lolita on the show today, hopefully. She is supposed to be. And here she is. I'm going to bring her on there. And hello, Lolita. You should be live and on air.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how you doing, girl?
I'm hungry today. Trying to get something to eat. And I forgot.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know.
That's cool. That's understandable. Well, for those of you that are aware, and for those of you that are not aware, we are on 11-11-2011, and this is a very significant time for soulmates and twin flame dynamics. This is a time for soulmates and twin flames who have been meant to be reunited this year, will be reunited. And for those that are ready, this is the time for the ones that could not be reunited this time, this year. This is the time for that reuniting process to begin to happen. This is the time that starts all of your love life on a good booster. It gets everything to move forward again. It brings in eventually your soulmate, your twin flame. This 11-11 experience is phenomenal. We also have a full moon that has recently taken place. Lolita, would you like to tell or inform people about the full moon and what birth sign it's under?
Well, we had the full moon, I think, at 3:13 p.m. today, and it's a full moon in Taurus. So what a great auspicious day, a full moon in Taurus, and 11-11-11. I think, and Taurus represents home, I think relationship.
Yes. Taurus represents the home, the relationships. It also represents being able to go out and grab what it is that you want. And this 11-11-11 experience is going to spark something within all Tauruses this year to get over the procrastination and to propel themselves forward into grabbing what it is they want romantically within their lives.
Yeah.
So that's a little something to share with you today, brought to you by Psychic Talk Radio. And what we're going to do is, as normal, we will be taking our callers with their questions today on topics in their lives. But first, I want to mention a special for this month that we are running for the month of November. We are running a discounted special. What you're going to do is you're going to receive a 30% discount off of all spiritual work kits on our website. If you need a kit to help your love life get the boost it needs, if you need spiritual work by myself, Reverend Adam, to help boost your finances, whatever the spiritual work is that you need, if you feel you need a good cleansing or an energy removed that was sent to you, you are going to receive a 30% discount, okay, on those services from being from our show today and calling in. And what you're going to do for your discount is you're going to enter during your checkout process the discount code. And that code is going to be radio discount. And it's all going to be lowercase. Radio discount will give you 30% off your spiritual work kits from the website over at HowPsychic.com. And in order for the spelling, that is HowPsychic.com. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take our first few callers for today. Our first caller for today is under area code 513, bringing you on momentarily. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, this is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And what is your question for us today?
My question is, can you guys tell me if my husband's getting a promotion and where it's going to be?
Okay. Let's see here. I do know that he is going to receive a promotion. I do see that coming in pretty soon, actually. I'm feeling it's going to be coming in pretty soon because it's something he's been waiting on for quite some time now. As far as where it's going to be, I am not very clear on where it's going to be all honest with you. I wish I could see it, but I don't necessarily see where it's going to be, only that it's going to be before the end of the year, and this will be very happy because the promotion is going to provide better finances than anticipated.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Can you tell if we sell our house or if his company buys it from us?
I'm sorry. We're only doing one question per caller on the show now, so... I appreciate you calling in, though. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller for today we will get to momentarily, but I do see we have metamorphosis within the chat room once more. I do ask that you please provide us with your area code. So I know if you want to call in, I can bring you in.
I think you should be on 215.
215. I've got a 209 here. No, 215.
He's got... Okay.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take our 209 number here. So you'll be on momentarily. Hello, caller. You were live and on air.
Hi. My name is Marcella.
Yes. Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. And how may I help you, sweetie?
Well, I'm just wanting to see if you could tell me. I'm in a long-distance relationship with someone from another state, but I'm not really sure if that's for me.
Okay. Let me see here. Well, I feel that it really got started to a good, it had some good momentum in the beginning. Okay, and I feel like there is a real connection there, but it doesn't feel like that connection is as strong as it was in the beginning. So I'm going to ask you a question. Has it deteriorated a little bit with the communication?
I don't think it has. I don't think it has. I mean, somebody I've known for a while, we kind of, at first, when we first did start talking a while back, we distanced ourselves for a little while, but then we started talking again. So
okay.
But it's not a distance right now.
Okay. Well, I do know that this is right for you. I guess my warning here is that it might lose a little bit of spark from time to time, but don't worry, it will spark right back up. And I feel a lot of success coming from this relationship. And I don't see that the distance, or the long distance, so to speak, will be a problem for very long. I feel that that's going to be able to resolve itself.
Okay. Great.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Okay.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
We have a chat room.
All right, Lolita, we have a chat room question. Yes, go ahead.
Dee wants to know, which person will she be with, either Tom or Ron?
Tom. I'm feeling like she has a good opportunity with the both of them, and they're both have a lot of potential. Okay, I just feel that Tom has a wee bit more potential than Ron. So I feel she will end up with Tom rather than Ron.
Gotcha.
Mhm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and our next caller for today. We will get to momentarily. Check my cue here for Metamorphosis. All right. And here we go. Hello, Metamorphosis. You should be live and on air.
How are you? How are you doing today?
Doing great.
Hey,
how are you doing today?
Nice being here. It's been a while.
I know. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I've been dealing with a lot of flooding issues in my basement and all that kind of stuff,
no.
Those kind of challenges.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a little bit of a nuisance and not more than that, and just dealing with it and getting past it all.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
well,
I know it will be resolved.
11-11 to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Happy 11-11-11.
Well, thank you to both of you and all the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very very powerful day. The energy is really, the portholes are open to put your wishes and dreams out there and have them manifest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Precisely.
It is a really good day, isn't it, Meta, because of the full moon, and then it's on a Friday, and then it's Veterans Day, and then it's, I don't know, I just think this is an awesome day.
Mm-hmm.
It is
mm-hmm.
an awesome day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you're on the show.
Thank you.
As a suggestion to our callers and listeners, one of the things you can do is, if you are waiting for someone to call you, but it's been a while, or you just want someone to call you that isn't calling you, you can write their name down on a brown piece of paper, like a shopping bag piece of paper. And you can put their name underneath your phone and keep it there at all times until they call you. This will help quicken their call to you. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller. Our next caller for today is under area code 617. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm well, how are you?
I'm doing great, and how may we help you?
Well, actually you were talking about this is the time to bring forth your twin flame or your
mm-hmm.
soulmate. And I was wondering, will mine be coming forward soon?
Okay, great question. I'm going to take a moment to tune in, but Metamorphosis, if you get anything, feel free to go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that the question is about a soulmate or a partner in your life, but what's coming up in the cards is more about career. Is there anything going on in your workplace? Is anything happening with your career?
Oh, actually, I'm in between jobs at the moment.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing here, that there needs to be more focus on just getting yourself together as far as career goes, because it looks like there may be somewhat of a, you know, a little bit of a challenge with finances and keeping things in balance financially. Mm-hmm. And this is a time really for you to take the opportunity and reinvent yourself. Go within and see what your strong points are. What is your passion, rather than just settling for another job?
Right.
It's not, as far as relationships go, right now it's on a hold, because I think it's more important for you to, according to what the cards is suggesting, it's a lot more important for you to become whole with yourself first before you get involved with a relationship. And when I say whole with yourself, basically what it's saying here is focus a little bit more on how to make money and doing it in a way that it's not a struggle, but it's really a way that you're going to enjoy doing it. Now, it also, it shows here that there may have been, or had been not too long ago, a relationship that sort of was kind of rocky. And what it's saying here is learn from that. You don't want to go back into the same situation. So right now, it's really a pause in your life. And this is a time for you to regroup with yourself, make yourself whole career-wise, and really put out there the intention of meeting someone that's going to be healthy for you, not someone that's just going to pull from you and not give back, because there has to be a balance. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, as I've been tuning in here, I agree with Metamorphosis, and I do have to state I'm seeing what's going to happen after you make that happen, after you get your finances underway and you get everything straightened out in that direction. I'm seeing that, yes, your soulmate is going to come in. I'm seeing your soulmate and your twin flame being very much on the same levels and mental wavelengths as yourself. And I feel that one of the signs, like we always have when we're dealing with our soulmates coming in, that you're going to see here is you're going to see a feeling that you've known each other a lot longer than you have. And you're going to know that this is your soulmate instantaneously, because when they come in, you're going to know who it is, you're going to know them, you're going to know it's them when they come in. And I'm feeling this person is stable, this person has a good career and a corporate setting, and they're high up on the bar. So I'm looking at like a CEO or someone that's very high up on the bar, very financially well off. Not saying we have a Bill Gates or Donald Trump on our hands, but we have someone that's of a very high intellect, okay? And it looks to me like they could have been a scientist or a chemist in their life, because they have the ability to understand the complexity of things just in the same way you do. And I feel their analytical side is where you guys relate as well a lot, okay? And I feel that this person also has a bug in them, a bug for travel, okay? And I'm feeling that's what's going to spark that traveling in you. So blessings to you, sweetie, and blessings. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Lo.
Okay. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Annette.
Hey, Anthony. I think I remember speaking to you. I just wanted to validate what Metamorphosis was saying, and actually Adam, just through personal experience. I actually had to start that process in January, and before I met actually Adam, I was, you know, kind of always asking for that partner. But when I really went within, and actually this whole year, when Netta says that when there's something else that's more important, like your career, take that to heart, because that's what's really, that's what you really need to take in consideration, that that's right now more important. And when you do that and then you kind of work on yourself along the way, you definitely find a confidence of finding that twin flame. I guess what it is as soon as you let go of a lot of things in your life and you feel clear and that baggage is taken off of you, you actually can say you know it's going to happen when that timing is right. So if you look at yourself and analyze yourself where you're at, if you have a lot of work to do, then you're going to attract that person that has a lot of work to do also. So what I say to everyone, just from my experience, work on yourself, get rid of everything that you need to do, feel lighter. When you get to the point where you can say that you walk in the path of guides and angels and you know it's all going to work out, that's when you know that you're going to manifest that person equal to you. So just always know that.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And what I want to tell you is that I do feel I can help you in the way of better finances and trying to get things to go forward just a wee bit more and give you some guidance. So right now, if you go to House Psychic, I'm offering the service to you and everyone else out there, but I do feel like I can help you, and we can schedule a reading and consultation, okay?
Excellent. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you both. Thank you all so very much.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day.
11-11-11 to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. Great job. Another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller coming in for today is going to be under the area code 714. And hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, it's Nathaniel calling in from California.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Nathaniel.
And nice to have you here, Nathaniel.
Hi.
How may we help you today?
Oh, a general read, if you might, if you do those, I don't know.
Okay, well, we only go by basic questions here on the show.
Okay, I'm hoping for some finances. You see it before 4 or 5 months, or probably.
Okay, Nathaniel, give me one moment. Yes, I do see finances coming to you pretty quickly. I'm getting the number 3, actually. So not quite the 4 or the 5. I'm getting the number 3 on that one. So I'm looking at more like 2 to 3 weeks, to be honest. I'm seeing something unfolding. But I'm going to pass you over to Metamorphosis, and we'll see what he's getting.
Okay.
How are you, Nathaniel?
Pretty good.
Nathaniel, your cards are pretty interesting. There's only one thing that I'm seeing in the card that is somewhat, you know, uncomfortable for me. I see some sort of deception going on around you. You have to be very careful. Now, I know that your concern is about making money or finances, but it's very important that you be careful about deception. In other words, you want to make sure everything is on the up and up. Is there anyone around you or involved with any kind of substance abuse?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's very strong in your reading, something about substance abuse. And that's something that you really want to be careful of, because that can really hurt you with regards to going forward in your life. I don't know if it's anyone close to you or even yourself. I don't know, and I'm not here to determine that. But what I'm saying is it's very strong in your reading. There is something about substance abuse, and it's something that, again, it is something that you have to either get away from or not get involved with. but it will create a block as far as you going forward in your life. I do see that there is a little bit of a struggle with finances right now. I see that your emotions may be a little bit rocky. There may be some element of fear or concern of lack. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all those kind of things. You see, when fear comes into place with us or comes into our life, it can sometimes lead us in the wrong direction because we're looking for an instant answer. What I'm going to suggest is, I don't know if you do any kind of meditation or any kind of spiritual work, it's imperative that you get involved with that kind of work in your life, whether it's meditation, spiritual work, energy balancing, because there is, again, some depression and deception dealing with substance abuse. I hope that was of help to you.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks a lot.
Oh, yes. All right. Well, you know, what I want to tell you, I know Metamorphosis is seeing the substance abuse, and I have to say, yes, I concur with that. But when that came up, one of the first things that I had seen when he said substance abuse with someone, not just someone close to you, but someone very dear to your heart, sort of like someone that's in your love life, from what I can see. So I don't know if that helps you in the way of seeing further into it, but I did get the love life as a feeling that came through when Metamorphosis was stating the substance abuse.
All right. Well, hey, have a nice 11-11-11.
All right. You too, and blessings.
Bye, Daniel.
All right, another great caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Our next caller is under the area code 814. And hello, caller, you were live and on air.
Hello, my name is Azriel. I wanted to thank you for having my phone call.
Yes, hello, Azriel, and how are you doing today?
I'm having a wonderful Veterans Day in 11-11-11.
Great. That's right. It is also Veterans Day. What an auspicious day. Well,
yes.
How may we answer your question today? How may we help you?
I meditate daily and work on raising my frequency and my energy. And I was wondering if the angels had any messages for me in regards to my spiritual...
yes, your soul retrieval is going very well.
My what?
Your soul retrieval is going very well. And
you
have cut a lot of cords. You only have a few more to go, but you're finding it difficult with one of them, which is the largest one. And your angels want you to know, look, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work, okay? And I'm feeling like you were drawn to me today because I do cord cutting and I do a lot of spiritual help to give someone this help they need down their spiritual path that they're doing for themselves in order to do their soul retrieval, in order to realign themselves with their psychic abilities. And I'm feeling like there's this major cord you might need a little bit of help with, and I'm volunteering to help you. However, your angels also want to let you know, look, hang in there. You know it's coming. You're going to have it. Don't worry too much about it. And I feel this is in relation to your love life.
Really? See, I was,
yeah.
I don't really ask about that, even though, you know, I know once I get to a place, that frequency, that person's
mm-hmm.
going to be there.
Wow,
yeah.
Congratulations for saying that. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. But I do feel like from time to time you still have it on your mind and they want you to know, don't worry about it.
I really wasn't thinking about it until that lady asked that
mm-hmm.
question. And I know that you have to be in the right place within yourself to bring in the right vibrational person.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And you're right, and I'm glad you are calling in today and stating that, because our listeners cannot hear that enough. Not that everyone has a problem like that, but simply that I think reinforcing it and stating it just helps reassure those that know and helps those that don't know to know. So, yes, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I thank
I also feel... Hold on a minute. I'm not done with you. I feel this overwhelming feeling right now that when you are done, you're going to be helping so many people out in the world, and you're going to be helping people do soul retrievals, okay? You're going to be helping people, whether it's on a professional level or it's on the friendly level, whatever it might be, you're going to touch this heart of the world, and you are going to be able to be one of the people out there inspiring the world to change for the better and making that spiritual movement.
And that's I talk to my guides and angels about that
mm-hmm.
my words, my energy, my light will uplift others that I come in contact with, whatever form that may be, because I don't want to put limitations on it or boundaries,
mm-hmm.
so I kind of leave that open. But when
there are
about,
no limitations. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's why I said I didn't really want to. I've taken mediumship. I've done readings. I'd like to take a healing class to kind of like, learn the techniques.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I do offer many different services, and I do train people on the different techniques that are out there. So that's open to you on our website. But yes, I do want you to know that you're on track and you're doing great. I'm going to pass you along to Metamorphosis now, and we'll see what he might get in the way of messages
for you.
Thank
you. Is your name Ezrael? Am I saying it right?
Ezrael,
okay. Okay, Ezrael, what's coming up in the cards, and actually what I'm hearing a lot in my head, or it's from the cards, is the word surrender. Surrender. And what they're saying here is... You're doing the work that you want to do to elevate your conscious level and consciousness. What they're suggesting is to just surrender to the energy and not be too concerned about validation, because as long as you stay on the path that you're on, you will find your own personal validation to what you're doing, and just stay where you're going, but surrender. Now, also in your cards here, there's some kind of confusion going on around you, and I don't know if it's in your workplace or with family members, but I see one of the cards are indicating a lot of confusion going on with maybe a group of people, and it may be in your workplace. Is anything happening where you work or in your where you live?
Not that I'm aware of. The only thing I'm tad bit confused on is the, and I hope that you understand this. Last couple of months, the energy is really, really big within my energy center, like huge, and so. What I'm confused on is what to do with it. I mean, if I ground it, then it just keeps coming and coming, or do I acclimate to it?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean,
But I can't really hear everything you're saying about the energy. I didn't get that part. I'm sorry.
The energy is really overwhelming to me. It's like being on a drug, even though I don't do drugs. To where it affected my heart and my blood pressure, and I actually was released from the VA hospital today with blood pressure and heart medicine.
Okay.
Because the energy, I'm kind of confused because I don't smoke, I don't drink, I eat organic. Thought it was pretty healthy, but the energy.
It has nothing to do with your
what you're eating or smoking or drinking or anything. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do, if you remember, I said surrender. Do you remember when I said surrender?
Yes.
That's what you, it sounds like what's going on here is you want to, I feel like you want to be more in control of what's going on with this, with your journey and the path you're on, with the energy. And when you're doing that, what happens, you see, when we try to control, we create a resistance. When you create a resistance, it's like you know, like a dam that's ready to crack, and you have your hand over the dam to hold the water back. That's a resistance.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you take your hand away? The water comes through so fast that you can't handle it. So what I am suggesting here is to give up some of the control, let the energy flow at its own pace, just surrender to it, and try not to figure it out or understand it. It'll do its work. Just keep doing what you're doing without trying to figure out too much, well, what does this mean? What does that mean? Do I need validation? Am I doing the right thing? As long as you're doing the work from the intent, from the intention of the heart, you will be okay.
Can I validate what metamorphosis as real?
Yes.
I have to tell you something. I just went through that, and Adam can tell you. I am just like you. You know how you want to work it, you know you got it, and you want validation, and you're trying to figure out why is it not working. I have been getting downloads, too, but my energy is not pulling. And I would call him to get validation all the time. I actually got so bad that I caused myself to get sick for 2 months. You have to truly surrender. And I'm telling you from experience, and Meta is telling you from intuitive, a healer also himself, that you got to surrender. Because if you don't do that,
it's really overwhelming, the energy.
Yes.
Of course.
Right. And you really got to just let it go. Because when it's supposed to happen, like they all tell me, it's going to come out of your hand like anything. But when is that right timing? And the work that you're doing is actually causing you to get sick. You know, the high blood pressure, you know, that's all in the relationship of controlling. So really take and count what Meta is telling you, because you're actually bringing that out in physical manifestation. You're not having those health issues for no reason. It's because you're doing it. Truly, tonight, take the white candle, and just release it and let it go. Because if not, you're just hurting yourself, and then you're hurting the world because you're not supposed to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, and then you're going to take 10 steps back. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm going to have to add to this. Number one, your name is such a beautiful angelic name. But number two, I'm giving you a little compliment here. I feel, yes, the energy is overwhelming, and it's going to be overwhelming to any clairsentient individual like yourself that has not completely surrendered to that yet. And the reason we keep bringing up surrender here is, yes, because you will not be able to overcome the overwhelming, all-incorporating, making you sick kind of feeling from this energy that you get until that surrender happens. What I'm adding to the pot now is a technique, okay, that I'm going to suggest to you. One of the biggest ways to surrender and to make that surrendering take effect within your life is you have to remove the ego from the feeling you get from that energy. You have to take the ego out of it. And you've been doing a great job with removing ego from all other areas. Now it is time to remove ego from that.
Yeah, because you do. You like the high, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The energy. And very quickly, what is soul retrieval?
Soul retrieval is when you're basically like, how do I put this? There's so many different translations, but soul retrieval is when you're calling back your soul. You're bringing your soul back into contact with your higher self and with you.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, I met my higher self.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And it's also when you are healing what is known as the cellular memories that we have from all of our experiences from when we were very young in this life to now the age that we are currently at in life or the present day. And the soul retrieval is basically what is the name of a process. And that process is where we are healing different memories from ourselves, different things that we have accumulated in cellular form.
Okay.
Okay.
I got that. Okay, and what is your
the
website?
The website is howpsychic.com.
Okay.
That's
and
how,
is
as in, like, how are you?
Okay.
My name is Reverend Adam.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Reverend Adam. And
you're more than welcome. And thank you to you.
I'm going to go to the website and check it out. But thank you, everyone, and I will surrender.
You're welcome. Love, light, honey.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye. All right. Well, I think this caller today, guys, was really meant to be on the show. We really gave her a lot of inspiration and some good advice.
Yes.
I agree. Totally.
That's good. Oh, yes. All right. Well, our next caller for today is going to be under the area code 786. And hello, Chloe. You are live and on air.
Hi. How are you?
Doing wonderful today. How about yourself?
Good. I just had a quick question for the caller. So I wanted to know when you felt that I saw my boyfriend finally about a few weeks ago. I haven't seen him for a long time. And wanted to know when you felt the next time I will be seeing him, because I feel the next time I will be seeing him, you know, when everything is going to, you know, fall in place and he's going to get to meet my family and everything.
Yes. Well, I'm seeing the 28th and the 29th of this month. Don't know exactly why that timeline, but I'm kind of feeling that that would be the latest. So anywhere between now and then. And besides that, I feel that, yes, he's going to come around and you are going to see him soon again. But here's the thing. Now is time to focus on you. Now is time to focus on rebalancing your finances and getting that better source of income than the one you've had.
Yes.
Okay.
Rev, you said the 8th and the 29th, but we're in the 11th at the moment. So you said that between the 8th and the 29th of this month, but we're
No, I said the
28th
and the 29th, sweetie.
Oh, the 28th and the so between those of November. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
about
the 28th and the 29th. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when did you think I will hear from him next? Just
you should be hearing from him somewhere around the 15th and the 16th, okay?
Okay.
And those are the two dates that I see. Those are next Tuesday and Wednesday. And what I want you to know is that don't worry about that. He will come around. You will get further communication with him. Right now it's time to focus on yourself. I'm going to pass you along to Metamorphosis, and we'll see what he receives for you.
Thanks.
Did you give us your name? I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Vicky.
Vicky, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, and Vicky, the question is, when are you going to see your boyfriend again? Is that what the question was?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay,
all right. Vicky, what I'm getting here in the cards is it's really, really important for you to address your neediness with your boyfriend, because what that can do is actually push him away from you. No, not you, not me, you, or anyone,
when we're very needy, we become a burden to people. And it's really important in the cause that you address that issue within yourself. Why do you have this constant feeling that you need to know when you're going to see him again, when you're going to see him again? That really will push him away from you, because that becomes like a trap, or like you're caught, like you're being pressured by someone. You wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like that. None of us would like that in our life. We need to have that freedom. And again, what Adam said, it's really important for you to go within yourself and understand more about who you are and why you may have these feelings of this constant wanting to be in control of when you're going to see him. See, that's a control issue. When you're constantly asking when, that's the ego saying, I need to be recognized. I need to know when you're going to see me. I need to know that you're here for me. And that there is really something that can hurt you if you really don't address that issue. Now, also, is there any kind of a party that's going to go on around you very soon, a wedding or something along those lines?
No, not at the moment, but the reason of his trip to come next is just to meet my family, and I have no idea. It could be that. I'm not sure, but it's nothing that I'm nagging. I just kind of deal with it by myself because it is a long distance at the moment, and so that's why I'm kind of anxious. And I do miss my boyfriend, so I kind of just wonder if it's been his busy schedule when he's going to finally come. You know, I know it's the end of the year and everybody has reports to turn in or whatnot, and so that's why.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and of course, again, we would all like to have that control. I know I fall into that trap myself, wanting to know when things are going to happen. And really, time is an illusion. We really can't give time because it's not real. We create this time. But sometimes when we have, and I can speak to you from experience, when I'm waiting for something to come into the mail because I'm waiting for, let's say, a check or something that's important to me, and I keep running to that mailbox, is it there? It seems like it's never coming because I'm really pushing it away. When I forget about it, let it go, it comes. It just comes. And
you're absolutely right.
The control of it pushes it away. And the same thing happens in relationships. I mean, I know a lot of people, I do a lot of relationship counseling, and the very question you're asking, well, when is this and when is that, it distanced the relationship. So it's really important for you, as I said, I think it was the first lady I spoke to become whole with yourself, to feel good about who you are. And it's very nice to have someone special in our life, very, very nice, and we're very blessed when we do have that. But when you're whole with yourself, all one with yourself, then even if you don't have someone in your life, you're okay. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
And if someone comes along, that's great.
I wanted to recap on something that I said earlier on the show. He said something about writing someone's name on a paper and then putting it on your phone. Does that interfere in someone's free will, or is that like I recommend?
No, it does not interfere in someone's free will. In fact, I will never do or offer up any suggestions on the show or elsewhere to anyone about anything that might affect their free will. The only suggestions I do for love and romance or things like that, in the way of hoodoo, which is root work, okay, not voodoo, but hoodoo, is what it does is it magnifies what's already in the person, okay? The particular one that I suggested over the show earlier, it will only magnify what's already on their mind or already within them. I do not ever suggest or condone anyone to affect another's free will.
And you said it was a brown paper bag. Could it just be a regular piece
of
paper?
Yes, you can use a brown piece of paper bag and write the name on that. It
that
is preferred that it's the brown paper, but you can do white. It just will not be effective.
I got you. And back to the person that I was speaking with. I'm sorry, I didn't get his name. What is his name?
I'm sorry?
Metamorphosis. Your co-host?
Yes. Yeah.
Metamorphosis. I cut you off when you said something. Do you see like a party or a wedding or something? Did that resonate with me or somebody around me?
I don't know. It doesn't necessarily mean you. It came up about some sort of a special occasion or a party. It could be someone around you, someone maybe close to you, maybe planning a wedding or a party, or even the birth of a child. Maybe someone is due to have a child very soon.
Okay. So I will keep you updated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening. Once more, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Thank you. All right, our next caller for today is coming under the area code 318. Hello, caller, you are live and on air.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, and how are you doing today?
Fine. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Me and my kid's father, we've been trying to work things out for the kids. We've been going out lately, taking the kids out, trying to be around each other more. But I was wondering, will we be able to work things out?
Okay. I do believe you guys will be able to work things out. It is going to be a bit difficult, but you guys will be able to work things out. I feel the only thing that might end up holding it back is that he does still have a bit of reluctancy, okay? But I think that is gradually going away.
Okay.
So I feel that we are going to see a better relationship between the two of you than what you had before.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to pass you along to Metamorphosis, and we'll see what he finds out for you.
Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. What is your name, please?
Alisa.
Okay, and Alisa, the question is that you're working together with your husband or ex-husband? Is that what the question is?
No, my kid's
with
father.
Who?
My kid's father.
With your children's father?
Yeah, that would be the correct man.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, your cards came up really good. It shows a lot of nice things happening around you. Do you have two children?
Yes.
Okay. It shows two children here, and it shows what you're doing here for your children is actually giving them a sense of stability, because they're seeing that although, you know, their parents may not be together, but they're showing what you're teaching them is that it doesn't mean that because you're not together you can't be friends and that you never did love each other. There had to be love there at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, why would you come together to begin with? So what you're showing your children is very beneficial to their growth in relationships. They're seeing that you're working things out. And are you working things out also financially? Because I see money also in your reading here. Is there anything going on with finances?
Yeah, we've been having a pretty hard time right now. I've been out of work because I had two children back to back. So.
Yeah, but that's changing around you. That's going to change very soon around you.
Oh, yeah.
There is a lot of pentacles in your reading, and pentacles generally deals with finances or money, and it shows that there may be, is there any possibility of some sort of an inheritance, or is someone going to sell maybe property or something around you?
No, not nothing that I know of.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you waiting on a settlement to come in?
No.
Okay.
Not.
Well, you know, I do see that things are going to get much better for you in your life. And I don't usually like to give out time because I have a problem with that. But there's a number three in your reading that's very, very strong. And if you want to, connect that with time, that could I'm going to say about 3 months. But there's something that's going to happen in about 3 months. And if you can call in and let Adam know, I would be curious myself. But what you're doing, well, you know, as far as you and your husband communicating, you're really teaching your children a very, very valuable lesson about relationships. So just keep doing that, and things are going to be good for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
All right, well, thank you for calling in, and you have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. We have been swamped today, and our queue here on Psychic Talk Radio has been hot, hot, hot. Just nonstop callers. All right. Well, hello, Lo. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just wanted, before I guess we end the show, please, everyone, check out www.howpsychic.com, and you'll see Reverend Adam Metamorphic and Pooja on the website. And definitely book your readings, healing, spiritual counseling, whatever is important to you at this time. I would suggest, you know, go and book an appointment at this time. When you're doing readings on, you know, during the full moon, it's very powerful. But all three of these guys are awesome, fabulous, so take advantage of it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, thank you. And just as a special note off of the spiritual work kits that are provided by myself, on our website, we are doing a 30% discount off of the cost of spiritual work kits right now. So if you need a little bit of work to bring your man in faster, to get your finances to finally flow a little bit faster, if you need whatever you need in the way of a spiritual work kit that you would like me to work on for you, you can get 30% discount right now on the cost, the retail cost of the spiritual work kit. And this is provided over at HowPsychic.com. And once more, in order for that, you will need during checkout to enter the promo code Radio Discount, all lowercase with a space in between each word. Thank you. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 210 and bringing you on air momentarily. And hello, caller, you are live and on air. Hello, caller, by area code 210, you are live and on air.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How you doing today?
Good. How are you? Thanks.
We're doing great, and how may we help you?
Well, I just had a quick question. I've been dating a guy named Mark since May, and the night before, I kind of told him, you know, just how I felt, and how do you think he is reacting to that, or was that a good
Actually,
idea?
I think he's a little bit taken back by it. Okay, because it's a little like he wasn't expecting you to just come out with it, per se, yesterday. But I do feel that he's taken in a very positive manner at the same time, okay? I think that this is giving him encouragement, and I feel this is giving him optimism to come forward even more and to be more committed to the relationship, maybe even to bring it to the next level pretty soon. Although this relationship is still pretty new to a degree, I do feel that it has the capability to go very far, very fast. So be careful, don't go too fast, and just know that this relationship has been brought together by divine intervention already.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yes. All right, metamorphosis, do you have an answer on this question?
Yes, actually it's an interesting combination of cards here. So let me just straight, you told your boyfriend basically how you were feeling and you want to know how he's processing what you told him. Okay, there's a couple of things. Is he very consumed right now about his career? Is anything going on with his career?
Well, I'm not positive about that. Like, he's taken over part of a company that his dad had that had passed away, so.
Okay, and you know, I'm glad you said, well, I'm not glad you're saying this, but there's something, he's very concerned about his career or making money or building, you know, building something, building a career. Now, there's also, in the reading, with regard to your boyfriend, there may have been some childhood issues going on. Now, I don't know what his family's background was or his life, but it seems like there's some childhood issues that he's still holding on to. Does he have a sister?
Yes, he does. He has three.
Okay. Well, there's something about one of his sisters. Now, I don't know if he's on, you know, good terms with all of them, but there's something with one of his sisters that seems to be very strong in this reading. And it deals with, it could have been like a young, I don't know if it's a younger sister that maybe looked up to him, but there's something with him and his sister that's going on in the reading here. Also, he's sort of, he's very hesitant about what he wants himself. He's not even sure about what he wants himself. And that's, I think that also goes back to childhood issues that maybe have not brought, he has not had closure with. So but regard to your question, how is he processing it? That is really his business, and it would not be fair for me to tell you what I feel he's thinking. I mean, if he was asking the question about himself or you asked a question about yourself, I would give you, you know, my reading for you personally. But as far as, I don't think it would be fair for me to try to analyze what he's thinking without him giving me that permission, if that makes any sense to you.
Okay, that's fair. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I guess, like, do you think it was a good idea that I did that to begin with, or?
It's always a good idea to express yourself, express your feelings.
Oh, yeah.
As long as the feelings are authentic and they're not
right.
to hurt anyone. But it's very mm-hmm. important to express your feelings in a way not to make someone else look wrong. You see, the minute you try to make someone else look wrong, they're going to try to justify themselves and want to look right, because none of us want to look wrong. We all want to look right. And when you go back and forth with who's right, who's wrong, there's a cutoff in communication. You stop listening because you're constantly justifying yourself. So however you present yourself to him or however you did present yourself to him, if it wasn't a way where you left an open door where there's a possibility of change for both of you without making one look right or one look
mm-hmm.
wrong. It's just an opening of conversation. And that's, you know, that can be a big issue in a lot of relationships, because when we express ourselves, we do it sometimes in a way where we want to look right about what we're saying. And if we realize that there is no right or wrong and just communicate from that point, then there's many possibilities of where it can go. Does that make any sense to you?
Oh, yes.
No. Yeah, it does. It does. Like, I basically just kind of, you know, I didn't know if I was being too pushy, and I said that I didn't want to be that way. I just kind of wanted to say how I felt and not to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I did, and I just, you know, I usually don't do that, but I figured, you know, I should let somebody know how I feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in total agreement with that. Again, total agreement. We should always express ourselves because,
mm-hmm.
You know, we assume a lot that the other person may know what we're feeling, and sometimes the other person has no idea what we're feeling. And
oh, yeah.
when you express yourself clearly And but again, from a point, not from making anybody wrong, just what these are my feelings. Here's how I'm feeling, and maybe we can talk about it so I can have a better understanding of why I'm feeling this way. Because
mm-hmm.
he may not be feeling anything you're feeling. In fact, he may be shocked to hear what you're feeling. So if it's coming from these are my feelings, maybe together we can try to understand. Well, maybe we can figure out why I'm feeling this way. I'm not sure myself. Not that saying you're making me feel this way, or I feel that you're not giving me enough attention, or I feel that I'm not getting I'm getting mixed signals from you. You see, that's blaming. And then once
why?
You blame or try to make someone else look wrong,
no
they're going to
away.
They're
mm-hmm.
going to try to justify their reasoning for feeling, you know, from them doing that. So if it's in a way where you put it on yourself, that can open up miracles in conversation. It doesn't close the door, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense. It really does. I just wanted to say,
a good practice just to do that, not only in relationships, but in your workplace or mm-hmm. family members. It's a good practice to do that so that you can keep that line of communication open.
Oh, yeah.
And not close the door.
Instead of wondering, because I've always done that in the past, like wonder, and not, you know, and I didn't expect anything. I just kind of wanted to say, you know, like the nice things that I like about you, and that's it, not like saying, oh, you know. So, okay.
That's good, and that's understandable. Well, I'm going to interrupt now, but I do feel metamorphosis could really help you into further depth by a private one-on-one reading. And he's also located on our website over at howpsychic.com. That's H-O-W and then psychic.com. And his rates are very affordable on there. And he really does give a real good reading and good quality with his reading. So if you'd like, those services are available to you on the website.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you for calling in, and hopefully we were helpful for you.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Great.
Thank
you. No problem.
You're welcome.
Good night. All right, well, we are out of time for today, so those of you who have not been able to be brought on air today for your question, please tune in next Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be taking more callers next Friday. Once more, it is an honor to have both Metamorphosis and Lolita here on the radio, co-hosting alongside of myself, Reverend Adam. Thank you, guys. As always, an honor.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Reverend Adam.
An honor. Yes. All right. Well, goodbye. Namaste to everyone, and good night until next Friday.